We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Saturday Telegraph. The state's health system is bracing for a third wave of COVID patients, with some hospitals fearing the numbers of this new outbreak could overload emergency and intensive care departments. Already, staff have been asked to postpone much-needed holidays, while New South Wales Health has elevated the situation at hospitals to code red and has restricted visitors. COVID cases have nearly doubled every 2 days in the past week, and although Omicron is growing in number, the Delta variant still represents 92% of cases. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Pokie profits for clubs and hotels are continuing to soar in the pandemic, with new gambling data showing punters in New South Wales lost more than $630 million last month. And Sydney's west and southwestern suburbs topped the list for venue profits, with punters in Canterbury-Bankstown, Fairfield, Cumberland and Blacktown local government areas leading the losses. The New South Wales liquor and gaming data showed the total net gaming machine profit for November increased by more than $48.5 million compared with the same month last year. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The hills are alive with the sound of buyers demanding a slice of some of the hottest suburbs in New South Wales. The Hills District dominated realestate.com.au's most in-demand suburbs for houses and units in the state in 2021, gaining a high number of average views per listing. Hunters Hill topped out the list of popular pockets for houses, while suburbs such as Balgowlah and Wollstonecraft received a lot of attention for people hunting for units. And tennis bad boy Bernard Tomic wants a second chance. The new and improved 29-year-old sports star has vowed to put dating on hold, has gone vegan, given up alcohol, is embracing a new attitude, wants to patch things up with Leighton Hewitt, and is focusing on achieving his goal of breaking the world's top 10 players. He's told Saturday Confidential you won't be seeing the same attitude when he takes to the court for the Australian Open in January. Tomic's personal life and partying has often overshadowed his tennis in recent years. However, he says he will now put all of that behind him and focus on what he truly loves, playing tennis. Those are your headlines from the Saturday Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.